Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thanks for sharing your Saturday with us. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of them together.
Peter, are you planning to do anything fun this weekend?
Yes, I want to go to the film festival. Our friends went there. It sounds really good, so I am going this weekend.
All right, good idea. But before you go anywhere, we have some great things to watch right here.
Yeah, it's almost like we're having a lesson festival on the show, and we can watch everything together.
I like that. Well, let's get started.
Friends, remember to watch closely, and then afterwards we will have some questions to ask you. You can answer them at home. Okay, friends, here are those lessons. Pay attention.
Susie, do you like film festivals?
Sure, Rob. I watch a lot of movies. They're great.
Are you going to our city's film festival?
Of course. I can see films in the theaters, and all the films are new or recent.
Yes. Some films are in another language.
I know. I like foreign films.
The city's film festival is this weekend.
I know. Where are some of the films from?
One film is from Germany. Another film is from Vietnam.
But most of the films are American.
Yes. Some are funny. Some are serious.
Is the festival a contest?
Yes. And the best film wins a prize.
Look at this long line.
The film festival is a success.
You're right. Many people want to see this film. The Man Who Invented Christmas.
Well, I do. It's about Charles Dickens and A Christmas Carol.
I know. It's such a great story.
I read the book and I saw the movie.
Which one? There are many Christmas Carol movies.
Which other films do you plan to see at the festival?
I want to see them all. They all look terrific.
Me too.
Oh, look, I see Rob and Susie.
Where are they?
They're behind us. They're next to the girl in the green coat.
Great. After the film, we can talk to them about it. That's always fun.
Hi everyone, welcome to today's LTE News. I'm Tina. Sometimes people get hurt. When that happens, you can help. But before you help, make sure you won't be hurt. Next, be sure the hurt person is safe. If the person is hurt badly, get professional help. If you know first aid, you can save a life. Is the hurt person breathing? Is his or her heart beating? If not, you may have to do CPR. Next, check for blood. If the person is bleeding, try to stop it quickly. Put a clean cloth on the wound. If you don't have a cloth, use someone's clothes. Hold the cloth on the wound for at least 20 minutes. This will stop most bleeding. If blood comes through the cloth, don't take it off the wound. Just place another cloth on top. For burns, put the burn under cool running water. Then put a cool cloth on it. Don't put ice or anything else on the burn. If someone is choking, hit them on the back between their shoulders. If that doesn't work, get behind the person. Place your arms around him or her. Pull quickly and sharply to help them stop choking. Thanks for watching today's news report. See you next time.
What are you reading, James?
Good morning, Tina. I'm reading Runner's Race. It's a magazine about running.
Are you a big runner?
Sure. I run a few times a week.
One of my friends runs a lot. He competes in races all around the country.
Does he run marathons?
No, but he runs 5Ks, 10Ks, and half marathons.
Those are nice running shoes.
Thanks, Susie. I bought them at the mall yesterday. I'm doing a lot of running these days.
Nice. Are you training for something?
Yes. I'm training for a charity race next month. It's for the children's hospital.
Will you win a prize?
That's not likely, because I don't run very fast. But I'll have fun.
Running is a sport loved by people young and old alike. You need expensive equipment to play many sports, but you just need a pair of shoes to run. And some people don't even need those. They run barefoot. People run for many reasons. Some run for fun or for exercise. Others run for good causes and to raise money to help others. Good runners need to have good habits. Try to run in the morning. Those who do are less likely to quit. Smart runners also drink water as they run. They know their bodies need water to run well. Successful runners also get enough sleep. They get 7 or 8 hours each night so their bodies can recover. Then they can feel good for their next run. You can run by yourself or with a friend. Running with a friend can be fun. Not only can you run together, but you can also encourage each other. If a friend is waiting for you, you are more likely to go running. Give yourself a goal to work toward too. When you meet it, make another one. Don't miss out on the fun. Go running today.
Hey, let's review some of the great key words we learned in our lesson this week. I'll give Peter clues and he'll guess. Friends, you play along too, all right?
All right. So what's the first question, Pauline? Pauline, what are you laughing about? You are supposed to give me a clue so I can guess one of the key words, remember? What's so funny?
Yes, that's it, Peter. You guessed it.
Guessed what?
Funny. That's the key word. We learned that at film festivals, you can see different kinds of movies. Some are sad, some are serious, and some are funny.
Yes, I knew that all along. Okay, what's the next clue?
Okay, when someone is hurt, what can you do to help them? This might save a life.
Ooh, I know this one. If someone is hurt, stay calm. Make sure you and the other person are safe. If the person is seriously hurt, call a doctor.
Yes, all of that is very good, Peter. But remember, you need to guess the key word, and this might save a life.
Oh, right. First aid. First aid such as CPR can save a life.
Yes, that's it. You're doing great, Peter.
Oh, thanks, Pauline.
No problem. You're so good at this game. I am proud of you. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep going.
Well, thanks. But don't worry, I'm not going to quit.
Peter, I know you can do this. You can guess this keyword. You got this.
Oh, I can. You are encouraging me. Encourage was one of our key words from the sports article.
Yes. Whew, I didn't think you were going to get that one.
Hey, well, that's not very encouraging.
Well, what sports did we learn about this month, Peter?
Well, we learned about running. This was an activity I enjoy. Some people just run for fun. Others compete in races.
Well, this key words test was just for fun. Friends, did you have fun?
That was fun, and it was also a little funny, too.
And I think it helps us to remember some of the good words we learned this week.
Yes.
Those are always good to use.
I agree. Hey, I think our friends can maybe play this game at home. Maybe take a key word, act it out with a friend. Then they can try to guess which key word you're trying to talk about.
That's a great idea. Try it during the break, friends. And then don't worry, of course, we'll be right back to review those fun features right after this.
Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Did you have a favorite lesson this week? Which one was it and why?
Well, mine's probably easy to guess. I enjoyed learning about running. It's fun to talk about, but it's also a very good exercise. You can get outside, you can exercise whenever you want, and there is very little equipment. All you need is a good pair of running shoes.
That's right. I do like that part about running. It's not very expensive. Only problem is, I don't really like running.
Well, that's one important part. Well, friends, I know we all like our features. Friends, let's watch them together.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. Today, I'm thinking about movies. I like to watch movies. Do you? Sometimes I call movies films. The two words mean the same thing. I like to see movies in theaters. But there are places where you can see a lot of new movies at one time. Those are called film festivals. They're fun to go to.
At a film festival, many films are shown in a number of theaters. This is usually in one city or area. Sometimes films are shown outdoors. Films are usually new or recent and may be both national and international films. Sometimes the films will have famous actors in them. Other films may have actors no one knows. Not every festival is the same. Some festivals show only films by a certain filmmaker or of a certain subject. For example, one festival may show only dramas. Another may show only war movies or movies that star a certain actor. The most famous film festivals are the Cannes Film Festival, the Venice Film Festival, the Toronto Film Festival, the Sundance Film Festival, and the Berlin International Film Festival. The Berlin Festival is the largest in the world. Some film festivals are also contests. Each film wants to win a prize for best actor or best director or especially best film. For example, the awards the Golden Bear and the Silver Bear are awards given at the Berlin Festival. At the Toronto Film Festival, they give a People's Choice Award. People can vote for the film they like the best.
Oh, did you know there's also a famous film festival in Taipei? This year it was June 29th to July 15th. They showed over 160 films from more than 40 countries, and more than 100,000 people went to it. The films were great. I hope I can go again next year. And
sometime I like to go to another famous film festival. I love movies. Okay, everyone. Thanks for joining me on Jack's File today. See you next time. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about health. And here to answer our question is my guest, Dr. EMT.
Hello, everybody. It is good to be here.
It is good to have you, Dr. E. Dr. E, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you help us answer it?
I will try.
Great. Our question today comes from Philip Atmore of Bakersfield, California. Philip writes, I am a chef. I work in a kitchen. Sometimes when I am cooking, I get burned. What is the best way to take care of a burn?
Great question, Philip. This is a question many people ask me.
So what is the answer, Dr. E? What's the best way to take care of a burn?
First, you need to see what type of burn it is. If it is a serious burn, you should go to the hospital right away.
What if the burn isn't very serious?
If the burn isn't very serious, this means the skin is red. You might feel a little pain. You can take care of that at home.
So, how should we take care of it?
Soak the wound in cool water for 5 minutes or longer.
Should we put any medicine on it?
Yes. After 5 minutes, you can put some aloe or special cream to help your skin heal. Don't put anything greasy on it. That just makes the burn worse.
And what if it really hurts?
Well, if it really hurts, you can take some pain medicine to help with the pain.
I understand. Well, thanks for your help, Dr. E. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, here we are, and I think we're home a little bit early.
I still can't believe I'm finally going to have dinner with you and your wife.
Well, I'm glad I finally have a free night.
You're usually flying around the world giving people super sentences.
That's right.
There you are!
Oh, Mrs. Hannigan! This is my landlady, Mrs. Hannigan. Mrs. Hannigan, my high school friend, Bernard.
I don't care who your friend is. Stupid sentence man, you came home very late last night and you were very noisy.
Well, yes, sometimes I never come home because of my job.
Not only did you come home late, but you also forgot to lock the front gate.
You are a genius, Mrs. Hannigan.
What does that have to do with anything?
She just used today's super sentence.
She did?
Yes, the super sentence is not only something, but also. It's very common, very useful. Bernard, you must try it yourself.
Oh, okay. Not only am I lucky to eat with you tonight, but I'm also very happy to meet your landlady. Ni hao.
Ni what?
Bernard, she's American.
Anyway, silly sentence man, not only did you forget to lock the front gate, but you also woke up my dogs.
Oh, Mrs. Hannigan, your cute little dogs wake up with any little noise.
Wow.
Oh, but that was a super sentence. Great job, Mrs. Hannigan. Look, out there. The whole world heard your super sentence.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Mrs. Hannigan, you're famous. And remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Can you say it too?
Oh, a stupid sentence every day will make your English great.
Very stupid. I mean, very super. You, Mrs. Hannigan, are a super landlady.
I am.
Thanks, Bernard. Let's go.
And stay off the grass!
Oh, this way.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn English. And on Saturdays, we get to practice them again together.
Yes, we always enjoy practicing with you every Saturday. It's a fun way when we can see those features and lessons again. Oh, and answering the questions. That's probably my favorite part. Well, I hope you enjoyed practicing.
Now it's time for you to practice with other people. Try to use one of the calendar phrases we learned this week, or play a game with yourself. See how many key words you can use this weekend.
The more practice you get, the better you will improve.
You did a great job today, everyone. We really look forward to seeing you again on Monday, and we hope you have a great weekend.
We'll start new shows then, and we'll see you right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.